We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kid to work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Okay, I want to keep this whole... I want to keep this whole recording from start to finish, 30, flirty, and thriving, okay? From
I can
the beginning.
Do,
so
I
that
do,
means you can do
one. I can do one of those three things. And I think you can probably do one or fewer of those three things.
Okay, so which one are you going to do?
Well, does 30-something count as 30?
I think asking that question is neither 30, flirty, nor thriving. So,
well, listen.
I said from start to finish. So
listen,
I want you to just be mindful.
Is 37 the same as 30 in your estimation? I'm just asking friend to friend.
I think if you're flirty and thriving.
No. Listen to me. Remove your 30, flirty, and thriving hat for a moment.
But that's
the
counter
like,
to what
God
I've
King of 30,
asked
flirty,
for.
And thrive. No. Shut up for a second. Remove okay. it for just a second. The show hasn't started yet. This is outtakes.
Okay.
This is intro babble.
Okay, fine.
You know.
Fine. So
just
for the intro
the
section,
together.
We don't have to be 30, flirty, or thrive.
We haven't introduced that concept yet.
Once we get going on the show, we gotta be. So yes,
we haven't introduced that concept yet.
I'll open up the floor to questions now from the peanut gallery. Okay, it looks like you've got a question, Tanner.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
Does 37 count as 30?
Yes.
It's okay, then I am all three.
30. Actually, 43 is the new 30.
Then I'm 30. Then I'm 30, 3 for 3.
37 is actually 27.
I'm batting 1,000.
Okay.
Oh, so I'm not in my 30s.
Yeah.
I'm.
But you're
I'm,
lying about your
I'm
age.
I'm 20.
Seven.
No. I'm trying to think of a rhyme.
Okay, sorry.
20. Plenty.
Yeah.
And.
Striving.
No, it starts with the same mouth sound, so it'd be tw.
Okay, so you want something that trying.
Yeah, that's good. I'm 20, plenty, and trying.
Okay,
doesn't quite great. Work, but it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, so that's fine.
I'm in my 30s. You're in your mid 40s, so I don't think you can even comment.
Why do you
on
always
this.
Exaggerate?
Well, are you 40?
Or I want to pitch a movie idea to you. Can I pitch a movie
idea? I consider
idea
40 and 41 early 40s, and I consider 49 late 40s, and everything else is mid 40s.
You're going to be, when you hit 40,
and
you're
43,
gonna fucking
43
backpedal
to 48
so fast
is mid to
shit.
Late 40s.
Let me pitch a movie idea to you.
Okay.
It's called 43 Going on 30.
That's a time you just like you were really miserable when you were 30. You like got locked in a closet and you like did this incantation and you warped through time to be 43 and like now you've seen
no,
the life that you have and you're like, oh shit,
that's
I have
30,
to go back.
Okay, yeah, I guess. No,
I have to fix this.
It's
two kids.
You go in a closet.
You think 30-year-old you would be very surprised to learn that A, you live in Austin, Texas, and B, have two children?
I think you've misunderstood how this movie works.
Tell me, though. Would 30-year-old you be surprised?
No.
The Austin part wouldn't surprise you even a little?
30-year-old me would not be surprised that I had children and that I moved to another city that I like.
All right. Fine.
You've misunderstood how the movie
30-year-old me would be surprised if you moved to Austin and had two children.
Okay, fine. But this isn't about
you know what
me.
My first question would be? Did I move to Austin?
And the answer is
and imagine
I,
how
I,
imagine
know,
my
I
surprise when the answer
you.
Was no.
I tried to persuade you, but you were a whiny baby about it. Oh, I don't like the weather, he says.
Yeah, it's very
I don't like,
hot down there.
I'm worried about the weather. And that completely just takes the whole thing off the cards because I'm worried about the weather. In
that's
like
reasonable.
Famously,
you're saying it.
Famously
you're,
nice weathered city. That's like
you're
a
saying
hot
it like it's
summer.
An unreasonable thing.
It's not reasonable.
It's but totally reasonable. It's so hot there.
You've misunderstood my movie idea.
I perfectly understood your movie idea.
Well, let me pitch it to you. He and it could be whoever, but let's just call him Jack.
Okay.
To
Jag?
Jack, sure. His name is Jack.
Okay.
And
short for something?
Jaguar.
Jagoff?
No, it's short for Jaguar.
Okay.
And he's 43.
Yeah. Yuck.
And he is just living his life.
Can I ask some follow-up questions about his age?
Sure. Fine,
Is he a healthy 43 or is he does he look like that? Does he look 43?
He runs 20 plus miles a week.
What's going on up top?
He looks great.
Yeah, okay. And then any medical problems that I should know about? Any pre-existing conditions?
Because of all the running, he has something called bursitis.
Okay. Is that bone spurs?
No, it's just an inflammation in the hip.
Oh, okay. And so does he do a little groan when he sits down and stands up?
No, it's just the doctor said there's nothing you can do about it. He's like, stop running.
What are you running from?
What are you running from?
Sir, it's like, come back.
What kind of a doctor are you? Do you really want to know?
I went and got a physical last week.
Yeah.
And I'm just a
I'd
mess.
I still want to pitch the movie to you.
Yeah. I know. But I'm okay. I'm 37. I haven't exercised in 3 years since Miles was born. Mm-hmm. I don't drink anymore. So okay. I think that was a plus. He's like, how much do you drink and smoke? I was like, none.
None.
He's like, wait, you don't drink at all?
And how do you keep the demons at bay?
I told him I imbibe other things.
Yeah. Okay.
And then
you're like, I'm on a cocktail. I'm on a cocktail of anti-anxiety drugs.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, no further questions, Your Honor.
You're not even seeing the real Tanner right now. You wouldn't want to see the real Tanner.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
You're not locked in here with me, Doctor.
Yeah. I'm locked in here with you, I guess. That's a weird thing to say to someone.
I know, but it worked.
Okay.
Because when we got to the part where he was saying everything that's wrong with me, he's like, yeah, you're fine. You're healthy.
Yeah.
He's like, maybe go on a few more walks.
Okay.
And maybe cut out sugar. But it seems like you're good. And it's just like, you didn't even try, guy. You're just like, you looked me up and down. And you're like, it's too much work.
Yeah.
I can't even begin. I don't even know where to start with this specimen. So I'm just going to send him on his way.
To a doctor. But if I did, and if she...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And now I have egg on my face.
Yeah. Asked me, how much do you drink? I think I would just say, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
I think they know. I think they know the code. I think they know that I drink socially means I drink every night.
But because they know the code, I need to break through when I'm being honest.
But that means that's going to throw their entire algorithm off. If
exactly.
You're if you'd be surprised, they'd be oh shit.
I dated a doctor and she said that she learned in med school that you're always supposed to double whatever they say.
Yeah, that's why I always just say I drink socially, even though I don't drink anymore. Back when I was drinking, I said I drink socially.
But that actually kind
of
works.
And they always just sort of shrugged it off. They're like, yeah, okay.
I think that works. That if you know the doctor's doubling it, because my instinct would be to be like, I have a couple drinks a night.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll fuck around with a bottle of wine.
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm feeling randy.
I'll
have six drinks.
The doctor to double it. I'm assuming you're doubling it.
Can we just operate on the assumption that you're doubling this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so Jaguar, do we want to give him a last name? This guy? Jaguar Jones?
Ofkowitz or something?
Okay. Ofkowitz.
Yeah.
So Jaguar Ofkowitz is living his life. He's drinking too much.
Oh, okay. Should we be worried about him? Is it do we need to stage an intervention?
He runs about 20 miles a week. But all of that
sounds like he's running from something.
Yeah. All of that's important. It's like a delicate ecosystem.
Okay.
That you can't take any, if you take any of those pieces away, the whole thing will fall apart
collapses.
Like Jenga.
Like the snails will take over, you know?
Yeah.
Something goes out of balance and all of a sudden you're sitting on the toilet and all of a sudden you feel something like down there and you're like, what's that? And you look down and you're
it's
just like
snails.
It's just snails.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah. If you take any of it away. So he needs to be drinking too much and he needs to be running away from something.
You don't understand, doctor.
20 miles a week.
He needs to be drinking too much.
He needs to.
It's like the Hulk needs to be mad.
But one day he gets in a closet.
Okay. For is there any kind of like exposition or intended purpose?
I think sadness is why.
He just goes into that closet to hide.
He's like, he works from home.
Does he podcast in his closet?
No, he podcasts in his laundry room.
That's a little too fancy for this.
He needs to get into a closet just because, like, he works from home and he's, like, taking a break, but he doesn't want to do the thing he normally does, which is just, like, walks around his same fucking block.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So this time he's like, I'm just going to get in the closet.
Yeah, that's healthy.
Yeah. And he sits down and I guess somebody made him a playhouse.
Oh yeah, or like, what would the 43? Sorry, are you jumping from a 43-year-old into another person's body, a 30-year-old body?
Yeah, that's how this is.
So
movie's
what
called.
Would,
what don't you understand about
well,
this concept?
I've only gotten half a pitch.
It's called 43.
So there's
going
plenty
on
I don't
30.
Understand. I've only gotten about half a pitch.
He's gonna
keep stopping. For some reason.
The
finish your damn pitch and maybe I'll know what you're talking about.
Okay, fine. The fairy dust from the playhouse that he has in his closet.
Isn't that from the movie 13 Going on 30?
Yeah, it's a fucking sequel.
Okay. Is Jennifer Garner in it?
If you can have...
Is Jennifer Garner in it?
Jaguar, what's his name? Oppenheimer?
Yes. Is Jennifer Garner in the movie?
I haven't got there yet.
Okay.
He jumps into himself from when he was 30.
Okay.
All of a sudden, he wishes. He's like, man, he says, so this is important. He says, I wish I was 30, flirty, and thriving.
Is that maybe just about when I met you?
Yeah,
when
sure.
You were 30?
Yeah, just about.
Okay. And Jennifer Garner's in the film?
Sure, she can play Sarah.
Okay. That's good.
And I mean, it's not about me. It's about this guy called Jaguar. What is it?
Oppenheimer.
Okay.
He invented the A-bomb.
Yeah. And
he said, like, they're like, go unto death, go I, or something like that. Ozymandias.
Yeah, he said some fucked up shit. But he helps his 30-year-old self to be more 43.
Oh yeah.
Through his
I don't
like,
know about you, but I'm feeling 43.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the movie.
Okay.
But he so he well, I need you to help
I'm reaching,
me.
I'm reaching for my green stamp.
I need to figure out he takes like he helps his 30-year-old self to go to bed at 9:30 instead of midnight.
What? 9:30?
Yeah.
What are you, 90?
I have two fucking children. I'm so tired.
Okay. You need me to come up. What do you need my help with exactly?
Character growth. So how's he going to help his 30-year-old self, that's his real self, be better with his 43-year-old knowledge and sensibility?
I know it.
Yeah.
What year was it when you were 30? 2009?
I don't know, man. I can't do math.
Well,
sure.
You were born in 1979, so yeah. 30 years later would be 2009.
Yeah. So that's right when we met. That's right when you and I met.
Startups.
But this isn't about me. It's about someone called Jaguar Oppenheimer.
Hey, I know. Okay. You're the one who brought it up. Okay, here we go. List of top startups founded in 2009.
Okay. BuzzFeed. Oh, no. BuzzFeed was founded in 2007. I mean, major media company.
Here we go.
Okay.
No. I don't want to unlock the free trial.
Oh my God.
Here's what I would tell you.
Yeah.
Here's the character growth that Jag Oppenheimer should go on.
Okay.
He wakes up and he's in his 30-year-old body and it's 2009.
Yeah.
So he was also born in 1979.
Okay. Just
yes,
like me.
You're confirming that? Just yeah, like you.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just okay. like Jennifer Garner.
She's also born in 1979?
I think she's a little older than me. Let's leave that out of it.
Here's what
she's
you do.
She's playing Sarah. I mean, she's playing the Jag's girlfriend at the startup.
Right. So there's a hot new startup
yeah.
that just came out in 2009 called Uber. You're going to want to put all your money into that.
Yeah. Great.
But then remember to pull it out before all the like
the weird
harassment.
Shit happens. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Remember to get out before then.
Yeah.
Oh, and like if you can get your hands on a sports almanac from now and somehow bring it back into the year when you were 30, 2009 with you.
Yeah.
You could potentially like become like the ruler of the world.
Yeah, we can do some of that. But the story we're interested in is the story in 2009. And you, I thought you were going to help me. You just...
I did. You go and you buy stock in Uber, and then you become rich when you go back to when you're 43.
Okay. I was thinking more of like an emotional character.
Oh, Bitcoin.
Okay. It doesn't feel like you're going to help me with my movie.
Invent Bitcoin. Huh? You can be the Satoshi... Like...
I don't want that for this guy.
Okay.
I want 30-year-old Jag Oppenheimer to learn to be more 43. And from that... Like, he helps his company. You know, he's
yeah.
He pitches.
No, that
like,
would actually probably work pretty well because you're like, oh, I've got this great pitch for like the class of 2022.
Yeah.
And it's all about like how, like,
yeah,
you know, COVID's finally over. And
that's good.
Glad that's Trump's good. Out of the White House now. And can you believe this inflation? You know? And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Good. Okay, we should say who we are and what the show is.
My name's Tanner Greenring. This is Strange Bedfellows. We do romance, books, and movies. We've been doing a lot of movies lately, and it's because we are
doing
lazy.
Movies. No, we do movies now all the time.
We do books sometimes.
Sometimes, but not that often anymore.
No.
They're too hard to read.
They're too hard to read. They're really long.
So it's a big, fancy show that we do.
It's okay,
right? We talk about
no objections. I wouldn't say it's fancy
romance. It's romancy,
it's big, it's, romancy.
Yeah,
is that what you said the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, must have cut out.
I took Cyril to the dentist yesterday, and the dentist asked me some stuff, but he mostly like would ask Cyril stuff.
Yeah,
and I was like, all right, fine, whatever. But he was like, so do you brush your teeth every night and every morning, or every night, or just sometimes? And Cyril was like, every night and every morning. And I was like, that is not fucking true, man.
That's true of Miles, but I would worry that like he would narc on me.
No, that's what I was like. I was waiting for the shoe to drop.
Yeah.
Because like we definitely brush his teeth
and
every
about
night.
You, Dad?
Yeah. But I was like, but I didn't correct him. I was like, well, I'm gonna like rat out my kid right now in front of the dentist.
And we floss every night, right, Cyril?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Dad talk.
But that was dad talk. What we do here is talk about 13 going on 30 sometimes.
13 ghosts going on 30. Can't imagine anything more
scary.
Frightening than that.
I cannot imagine anything more frightening.
You thought 13 ghosts was scary?
13 ghosts
or
going on
were,
30.
Were scary? Now we're going on 30 of them. Matthew Lillard has never been more stressed.
Well, that's good. That was good stuff. I like
that's
that.
That's improv. I just came up with that. Can you believe that?
I love that. Are there other 13 movies we could do that with?
I don't think so. There is a movie called 13.
Yeah. Yeah. But that doesn't work.
Doesn't quite work.
Can you do it with seven?
Seven going on
70?
70. 70 deadly sins.
That's actually another version of this. I don't know. We can't do it because we already just spent an extended amount of time talking about it. But doing like seven going on 70 would be kind of funny.
It would have been hilarious in 2004.
But we watched the movie, and I think something we should say is that we fucking love this movie.
Yeah, it was good. I decided it was in my best interest to wake up early today and just start watching it at 7:45.
Yeah, I texted you last night. I was like, hey, reminder, we're doing 13 going on 30, because I thought you would want to do what I did, which is like have it be the movie that I watch with my wife at night.
We were watching basketball.
But so I got a text from you this morning at like 8:30 a.m. It was like, this movie is fucking awesome.
It is fucking awesome.
It's great. It's so
imagine
funny.
My surprise when, what's his face? Mark Ruffalo showed up. It's sort of a star-studded cast a little bit.
It's so beautiful. Folks, if you haven't seen it, it's really good. If you like romance movies, this one rules. I had seen it last year for the first time, and I loved it.
Jennifer Gardner, Sydney Barstow, I think is her name.
That sounds like not right.
From Alias.
Alias. Yes,
that was her name. Sorry, let me clarify. Sydney Barstow is her name in the hit TV show Alias that she was famous for being on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all I know about Alias. I don't like it. Sorry, that's not true.
That's right.
I don't watch it.
Yeah. I watched the first season of it.
It's Jamie's favorite TV show, and we have put it on a couple times, but it never quite takes. That and Battlestar Galactica. Those are our white whales that we're both trying to get the other one into all the time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's Sydney Barstow from Alias.
Sydney Barstow from Alias. Mrs. Ben Affleck.
Mrs. Ben Affleck.
Do you think that's a good idea? Should we just refer to all the female actresses that we see in these movies as by their husband's names?
I think that's sensible.
Okay.
Tell me if this is a fun fact or not, I guess. Sarah told me this while we were watching the movie, and I couldn't decide whether it was a fun fact or not.
Okay.
She works at this fashion magazine called Poise, and all of
Sarah does?
Ugh!
I thought she was like a ghostwriter.
Sydney Barstow.
Okay.
In this movie, and all of the covers of Poise are J-Lo.
Oh yeah, J-Lo. That you think they're rubbing it in her face?
Who at this time was 2004?
Did you do this math?
Yeah, I was trying to tell you about it.
Okay,
but it seems like I've got you.
Yeah,
I think it was in this time she was dating Ben Affleck, J-Lo,
and had the romance between Jennifer Gardner and Ben Affleck taken off yet? AKA,
that's what we don't know. Daredevil come out? I don't think so. I think this was.
Let's look up
Daredevil.
When Daredevil came out.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck, Daredevil? 2003. Uh-oh. So this I think was Jennifer Gardner rubbing it in J-Lo's face.
Okay, perfect. That's funny.
Like, hey, I got your man.
Yeah, I got your man. That's good. I like that a lot.
He's my man now. We met on the set of Daredevil.
Daredevil, what a classic.
I played Elektra.
What a great movie.
Yeah.
Didn't she die in that movie?
You're thinking of Elektra from Greek mythology.
Oh, yes, of course.
She dies.
We should say probably what happens in the movie. I kind of want to do my hit segment, but I think we should do it after the break. Let's say what happens in this.
Okay. It's big, but backwards.
No.
Yes, because it's not, she didn't jump to an older age staying in her current timeline. She jumped the timeline.
I wouldn't call that backwards, but I take your point.
It's big, but perverted.
Yeah, there's something wrong. It's not, it can't exist. It's like a very different.
It's also tragic in a lot of ways, right? She misses out on many years of her life, but it sounds like it was a pretty bad time in her life, and she probably had a lot of negativity in her life.
Do you think that she always misses out on the ages from 14 to 29?
Do we ever see her the ages 14 to 29? No. Even when she goes back to be with Ben Affleck. Or not Ben Affleck. Oops, Freudian slip.
Mark Ruffalo.
It just time jumps again, right back to the current day when they're adults again.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Married. So
that's
I think she
troubling.
Always misses those years. It's like,
yeah,
I think it's like you know, it's like.
But she has the memory
Who,
of them.
In Doctor Who, how there's like waypoints.
Yeah, yeah. Does she have the memory? Because she doesn't have the memory of it when she's in the current timeline. Interesting. So we should say what happens in the movie for folks who haven't seen it. It's big, but different. She's 13.
Wrong.
She, I don't think we
can. 30.
I've tried this. I don't think you can duplicate it. But you just,
what do you mean?
Have to get some kind of magic fairy dust.
Oh, yeah. Wishing dust.
And the wishing dust knows what's in your heart of hearts. It's kind of, that's what Maddie says at the 7 minute mark.
Yeah.
Maddie is the boy, is Mark Ruffalo. He says,
this wishing dust knows what's in your heart of hearts. It'll make all your dreams come true.
And lo and behold, it does. I don't know where he got it. They don't go into that.
Yeah, that's a different movie. That's like Needful Things, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, this wishing dust will make your dreams come true, but you'll also lose 15 years of your life.
And Jenna, who is Jennifer Garner,
yes,
is
Sydney Barstow,
throws a party at her house.
Even though she's not cool.
She's not cool. She's 13. She wants to be cool with the cool girls who are mean. They're called the Six.
They're called the Sixes. It's
kind of scary.
Yeah.
And she throws a big birthday party, and they all show up, but only because they're trying to like have her do their homework for her. And they plan to play a big prank on her, which is...
by making her kiss Mark Ruffalo, one of the most handsome men in the world.
Yeah, it's not that good of a prank, but it works in that she's horrified, but she's so upset at how badly things go that she goes in her closet and she does the big wish, and the wishing dust falls on her head.
She says,
I want to be 30. 30 and flirty and thriving. 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 30 and flirty and thriving.
30 and flirty and thriving. And that is what I do. I do that.
You do that too.
Sometimes on a tough day, I'll get in the closet and I'll sit down and I'll say, I want to be 30, flirty, and thriving. Yeah. I want to be 30, flirty, and thriving.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have the same effect.
No. You just go back in time and, like, game the stock market.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Do you think you would miss the 13 years between 30 and 43?
Yeah, there have been some good times in there.
Yeah, we met.
We met. I got married.
I had two kids.
I got
oh, I sent you a Nintendo Switch.
You sent me a Nintendo Switch?
Yeah.
I found a cat in a playground.
Yeah. You're going to miss out on all that. Is it worth it?
What
that's
else?
The witch's curse. That's Needful Things.
Yeah. So that's interesting. But so she does become 30, flirty, and thriving. And then she solves
She's too thriving.
She's too like thriving. And she's mean. She's become mean.
She's a cutthroat magazine editor.
Yeah.
And you can tell, they signal right off the bat that she's mean because she wakes up in her like fancy New York apartment building.
She wakes up in someone else's body, which is her from a different timeline, presumably.
Yeah. And then she walks out into her office, like what goes to her office, and the first thing they show is her like posing with Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
And that's how we know that she's...
she's thriving. Mean. Yeah. And flirty. Yeah.
So then she's canceled, I guess.
Yeah, she's canceled. I want to be 30, flirty, and canceled.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
We can... oh, I guess it's too late for you, but I still have a chance.
Yeah. I want to be canceled. 40,
I'm gonna be,
flabby,
I'm gonna be
and
in
canceled.
The,
that's funny.
I'm going to be in the Forbes canceled under 30.
Canceled under 30 is really funny. We should do it. That's really good.
Cut it from the episode. None of you heard that.
Yeah, that's funny. So that's interesting. And so it's a science fiction movie. I mean, talk about Battlestar Galactica.
Or swords and sorcery. Alias. I mean, there's no swords, but there's lots of sorcery.
There's lots of sorcery, yeah.
He's Maddie.
Is a witch.
He's some kind of sorcerer. He uses, like, time magic.
Yeah.
Because he does it multiple times. He does it to her. He does it to the class of 2004.
Yeah.
Like, they're all over the fucking map. Some of them are kids. Some of them are, like, elderly.
It's hard to know what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. And he did that.
But she uses her youthful sensibility in this 30-year-old's body to save her magazine and turn her own life around from being lawful evil to being
like
chaotic good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's nice. Yeah. And it's funny as hell.
Everyone's afraid of her. Her assistant is afraid of her.
Yeah.
Her like coworkers are all afraid of her. She has like lots of messages from people being like, you cutthroat snake. I hate you. I hope you choke to death.
I have your urgent messages.
Let's hear them.
Well, okay. Emily Pratt called and wanted me to tell you, I can't believe you scooped my story on Vivian Tam, you backbiting little bitch. That was a new level of sleaze, even for you. I hope you die in one of her casual pantsuits.
Oh my God, that was so mean.
Ms. Lewis called. She said, I hope you choke on your own bile, you pretentious, conniving snake.
Maybe I should be there myself.
But, okay.
Yeah, and she's cheating. the magazine.
And she's cheating the magazine. She's sending some pitches to Sparkle to be their editor in chief. And she's really fucking over Golem.
Yeah. So Golem's in this one, and I thought so. I saw that Golem was going to be in this.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's he going to play? You know, like what kind of fucking like mocap?
Oh yeah, like what kind of strange monster is he going to play? Yeah.
But he just is the funny boss. He just plays the funny boss.
He played like the editor in chief of what's the magazine called?
Maybe they ran out of money. Do you think
Poise.
You think they ran out of money? Like,
oh yeah.
He was supposed to be playing like a weird goblin.
He did look a little silly. He was in a suit and had like a little like goatee.
Yeah.
So maybe that was the CGI. Maybe they just used all of the CGI budget on his little goatee.
I just got a text from my wife who wants me to go and talk to my child about Transformers.
Okay. Should we take a break?
Why don't we take a break?
Okay. We're going to take a break.
Everybody, it's Jack again with a brand new update about the delightful family mystery mobile game June's Journey. I have been making real progress solving puzzles and getting stuff to put on my cool estate in the fun world of mystery, danger, and romance that's conjured up by June's Journey, a game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner, unfortunately, is still pretty convinced by the ad brief we were sent that he has actually been assigned on a real secret mission to uncover the killer of June's sister, Claire. The good news is that after some extremely frustrating conversations with the unbelievably patient people at the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority, I was able to clear up the fracas regarding the steamship that Tanner rented. But the bad news is that, if I'm reading this hastily scrawled missive correctly, he appears to have gotten himself horribly lost in a hedge maze in Würzburg, which I think is in Germany. According to the secret code on the back of the letter, which to be clear, he's just written this part upside down, he is in good spirits and he is hot on the tail of Grandma Heath, and I shouldn't worry, but could I please send him 40 ducats in an unmarked envelope so that he can bribe the butler, which sounds both complicated and questionably legal. I'm going to keep you guys posted on this, but in the meantime, you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. I have to go. There is apparently a carrier pigeon at the door with a new message from Tanner.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, you want to do my hit segment?
Our
yes,
new, please.
Our new, my hit segment, my hit segment. It's this is a joint enterprise, and we lift each other up.
Okay,
and if it ever happens that there's only one set of footprints on the beach, which is rare because usually there's two sets of footprints, and it's quite clear that they're skipping together from the pattern of the footprints.
Yeah.
But if it ever happens that there's one set of footprints, it's because the other one was doing the carrying situation thing.
One was carrying the other one?
Yes. You think?
I think so.
Do you want to do...
In my memory, has that ever happened?
I don't think so. It's always a skipping situation that I've described.
Yeah.
So do you want to do our hit segment that we both love, that's new, that we both do?
Yeah.
It's called, on the one hand...
Oh, this one. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So you know how it works.
Remind
me
how it works.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to give you two opposing points of view about this movie.
Okay.
That I've gleaned from the citizens' reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. I bypass the critics. I don't want to hear what you fucking elitists think about
Vox Populi.
Yeah. Hoi polloi.
Yeah.
Do you know that? It's not the hoi polloi, because hoi means the in Greek.
I would never say the hoi polloi. I would say hoi polloi.
You would say hoi polloi. Yeah. That's something it was a hill my grandfather was willing to die on.
What does polloi mean?
Polloi means people.
So it just means the people.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you say the hoi polloi, you're saying the people.
Yeah, and don't say ATM machine either.
Say whatever you want. Language is, you know, it's an evolving thing. You can say whatever you like.
Well, that begs the question, Jack.
Fuck you.
What is your segment
almost
about?
Almost so seamlessly that I almost rose to it. The segment is I'm going to give you one point of view, and then I'm going to give you another point of view. It's from Hoi Polloi. It's from the Vox Populi.
Yeah.
It's from the real people, the citizens of Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
So let me start with Sarah J. This is on the one hand.
Okay.
Here's what Sarah J says about this movie, 13.
Can you put the review in a time and place for me?
July 20th, 2018 was the fateful day when Sarah J felt inspired to log into Rotten Tomatoes and review this film.
Okay.
Here's what she says. 5 stars. 5 out of 5 stars. 30, flirty, and thriving.
Yes.
She says. Yes.
We said it too many
times.
And
we've said it. Okay. That's on the one hand.
Yeah.
On the other hand, this is Jesse O.
Who is?
This review.
Start over.
Okay. From the whole.
Oh, that was the full review. That was all of.
That's all of what Sarah J has to say.
Sarah J just said. 30, flirty, and thriving.
Yeah, and it's 5 stars.
5 stars, okay.
Jesse O, on the other hand, has given this film 2.5 stars. Not a good review.
Okay.
That's
well
a failing grade, if you ask me.
Not terrible.
It's pretty terrible.
It's not a 1.
It could be worse, but it's pretty bad.
Okay.
On June 17th, 2018.
And I have a question, real quick.
Mm-hmm,
Can you see any of the other reviews that any of these Vox Populi are doing?
Probably.
Will you click on Sarah J's and see, just sort of get a taste for whether or not she's like, I don't know, maybe she's just like super effusive, you know?
So you just want to be sure that she's not somebody who's just like doing review inflation on every...
Or that Jackie O is the inverse, if she's like review bombing, you know?
I see you. Okay, all right. Well, let's find Sarah just to make sure.
I feel like it's important.
So what do we say her name is? Sarah J.
Sarah Jack. It might be your wife.
I don't think so.
Oh, no. She didn't take your name when you guys got married.
No, she wouldn't. Okay. I found her. Okay. So Sarah J has reviewed, has a wide range of reviews. She reviewed Beautiful Boy. She gave it 3 stars and she said, such a beautiful story. So she said 4 words
not
in this.
Not that beautiful.
And one of the words is just the adjective from the
title.
And she's still only given it 3 stars. And then she's also reviewed To All the Boys I've Loved Before. And she gave that 5 stars. And she gave a real full review.
We read
review.
That one.
Yeah. So, you know.
So she's
pretty effusive. But she's capable of panning something. Beautiful Boy, she only gave 3 stars
only
to.
Gave
she just
three,
said, such
right.
a beautiful story.
What about Jackie O?
So Jesse O.
Jesse O, sorry.
Yeah, Jackie O is the...
the former...
Wife of the
late,
former president.
The late first lady.
Do you,
she's doing reviews.
Can I read her review first?
Yeah.
She's a super reviewer.
Please, yeah. Oh, she's a super reviewer.
Yeah, so she reviews a lot of stuff. She's one of the first reviews that comes up. She has
2.5 stars.
Hundreds of movies.
Okay.
She's actually only reviewed 2 movies.
And that's all it takes to be a super reviewer?
Well,
I think
she
we
does
get there pretty quickly.
She does it a lot.
She's only reviewed 2 movies, but she's reviewed those 2 movies a lot?
Yeah.
Is what you're saying?
Well, I don't know. I can't tell. Can I tell you what she says? Because we
yes,
need
please.
This. So this is the counterpoint. This is what Jesse O says about 13 Going on 30. Tell me what you think. Feel free to weigh in whenever. I'm honestly trying to remember back to my 13th birthday and whether or not it was anything special. I do remember the fact that sadly my grandfather passed away 5 days prior to me turning 13. I suppose you could say that's the only thing I remember about that birthday, that at that point, it was my first birthday without, really, the only father figure I've ever had. Naturally, I've had seven...
father?
She doesn't go into it.
She has to. That's bad character development.
My guess is that she's implying that he was absent. Naturally, I've had...
Hey, Jackie, yeah. You hooked me.
Yeah, reel me in.
Reel me in.
Oh, she's going to. Naturally, I've had 17 more birthdays since then, so we now know how old
naturally.
She is. Yeah, naturally. But I'm sure that back then, given that my grandpa died a week prior, that it must have not been happy. Regardless, I don't know what the point of that was, particularly after this horrible week that just passed. Anyway, what?
Tell me more!
The week, I think she's talking about the grandpa died.
Oh, give me a time and a place where this review was done.
The review was done on June 17th, 2018. So a mere month before Sarah J weighed in with her, frankly, infectious 30 flirty and thriving five-star review.
It's got me wondering. This review has really got me getting introspective here,
yeah.
Because it's got me thinking about what I was doing on my 13th birthday and whether it was anything notable for me.
Yeah.
97.
Okay.
13. Probably went to Showtime Pizza.
Yeah.
Where else would we go?
Yeah, Showtime Pizza. That sounds good.
And then now I'm thinking, where was I on June 18th, 2000? June 17th, 2018. And why is it such a bad week for all of us?
I don't know. I mean, she may be it's tough. She may be flitting back and forth in time because it's unclear whether she's talking. It's unclear from her prose whether she's talking about the current week or the week that her grandfather died.
Her sort of monotonous tone.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Dr. Manhattan and her sort of like
yeah.
looseness with the timeline.
Yeah, it's very
also
similar
sort of reminds me of Dr. Manhattan. It's like she's living in all time points in time at once.
That may explain a lot. Do you want to delve deeper?
Yeah.
Anyway, what I'm trying to go for here is that children, perhaps younger than my age when I was 13, at one point or another, wish that they were older than they actually are. Whether that reason be because they don't have to follow curfews, no adults have to give them orders, and theoretically doing everything you want within legal limits, that's in parentheses,
Wow.
is enticing to a young child. I did that. You did that.
What?
And everyone does that at one point or another. Of course, now that I'm the age I am, part of me wishes to go back to the simplicity of my younger days. I should tell you now, we're about 1/17 of the way through this.
Are we going to read the whole thing? I hope so.
I kind of hope so. My thought was I haven't read the whole thing.
Are you sure the name was Jesse O and not Maya A? It's just so beautifully
written.
It
is beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. Partially because it would be... Sorry. Partially because it would mean that it would reverse the events of this past week and maybe allow me to change those events.
God, I really want to. I know. Really wish I could remember what happened on June 17th, 2018.
But also because there's no better moments in your life than when you were a child. If you've had a good childhood, that is. Unfortunately, not everyone gets one. And some Jesus. People grow up before their time. But I was fortunate to live in a good home with a love mother.
A
an
love
aunt,
mother?
Who I believe raised me the right
way. Is that what
way.
A love mother is?
I didn't know what a love mother was until I
didn't either.
Reached this sentence.
My mom's dog has one.
A love mother?
They adopted her when she was still too little.
Okay.
And they had to buy this fake dog that warms up and has a heartbeat that they call
cute.
Her mama. And she sleeps with her mama.
You gotta be kidding me.
And she's a little wiener dog.
What? And yeah. That's a love mother. Okay.
All right. So what happened on June 17th, 2018?
Yeah.
I'm on wincalendar.com.
Of course. As usual. Every time I text you, you're like, sorry, busy on wincalendar.com. I don't have time to respond.
Seismic event. Mexico okay. stuns Germany at the World Cup.
Oh, I remember that. I was watching it.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
Gaming addiction is officially classified as a mental disorder.
Okay.
So that probably rocked her world.
Maybe she's a huge Germany fan.
I think it was also Father's Day.
Okay. Well, we know that she...
Oh, and she has father...
Do you want to hear more?
Right? Oh, there's more.
Yeah, I told you there's about 17 times more of this.
Yeah. Okay.
This is as far as I've ever read of it. So...
Okay. Let's see what we have in store.
That's neither here nor there, I suppose.
Yeah, none of it has been so far.
The film's concept is one that's been used many times in Hollywood throughout the years. I strongly disagree with this.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
Once.
You're thinking of Big? Because it's not.
Perhaps the most successful example of this, where a kid gets transformed into the adult version of himself due to some strange event.
Obviously, Big is the most successful version of that.
I enjoyed Big. Tom Hanks is a national treasure, and he makes anything he is in better just by being in it. That's not to say I thought Big was a masterpiece, however.
Oh.
I think Big's effectiveness had more to do with the fact that it was a product of its time. Had I seen Big in the 80s, I probably would have been blown away.
I doubt it. It's just sort of a light comedy.
Should we skip? Do you want to skip to the end?
No, absolutely not.
You want to read the whole thing?
Just go faster.
Okay, I'll go faster. Hang on, let me find my place again. I'm going to go faster and then we can speed it up, I guess, in post.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I won't interrupt again. You go ahead. I want to hear the full thing. I want to get the full picture.
Okay. That's not to say Big wasn't funny or sweet, because it was.
It just hasn't aged as well as you'd think. This is the case for a lot of 80s comedy, at least in my opinion. Having said that, I don't know if it's fair to say that this is a Big ripoff, because again, this concept isn't unique to Big.
We watched it, lady. Jesus.
Can I skip this part?
This is not a review. She's just describing the movie.
Yeah, I want to skip to more commentary. I'm going to skip.
What a review is.
Okay. Miss Garner is definitely a big part of why I felt this was a surprisingly decent movie.
Miss Garner.
She just does a good job of capturing that innocence and naivete a girl her age would have.
She does do a good job of that.
I want to get to the... I'm just going to skip to the end. I have to.
Okay. I'm going to come back up to the mic then.
Can't say I'd give it a glowing recommendation, but if you want something that's really easy to watch, then you can't go wrong with this. Might not be as good as Big, but I'm sure most other people who enjoyed this will have done so for its own merits.
Ooh, I can't quite get my head around her thoughts on Big, because she insists so many times that she is not
a huge fan of Big. I think this
but
is Tom
it
Hanks.
It seems like it's her head is just really stuck in Big. You
I
know?
Think it's Tom Hanks who wrote this. Can we look up and see whether Tom Hanks had
let me look
no
up
strong
stage
father
names.
Figures in his
Tom Hanks
in his
stage
childhood?
Names. Let's see if he ever went by
Tom Hanks
Jesse
is
O.
Fucking pissed about this movie.
Wait, did you say the name? The review was written by Jeffy O.
Jesse O.
Because his middle name is Jeffrey.
Okay. Well, that could be a typo then. It's Jesse O, but he could have written Jeffy O.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'm looking at my keyboard. You ever do a typo and you look at your keyboard to see
it's just
where
letters
you went
away.
Wrong? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I was just doing with S and F. It's
That's
just two letters away.
So this was Tom Hanks. A lost Tom Hanks review of this film. Interesting. Do you want to...
I'll tell you what I want to do, Jack.
Yeah, tell me.
She wakes up in her... apartment in Manhattan.
She sure
She's
does.
An adult.
Yeah.
This hunk comes out of her bedroom and keeps calling her like sweet butt or something like that.
Yeah.
I can't get in the car. I don't get in the car with strangers. Please get in the car. We're going to be late. I can't get in the car. I don't know. Just get in the car. I don't get in the car with strangers.
You're being a little paranoid. No, I'm still here. I'm getting in a town car to go to
don't
the office
come
right
down
now.
And grab you.
Lucy Lyman. He has my number.
And she's like, leave me alone. I don't know who you are. And then she goes to work and she discovers that he is a New York Ranger,
yes.
Not like a park ranger.
No, from the hockey.
And not
team.
Like a D&D ranger.
Yeah.
Like a hockey ranger.
Yes.
And he's a very popular one because he's so handsome and has such a nice bottom.
Yeah, his bottom is very attractive.
And then she goes back to his place to have carnal relations.
Well.
He thinks.
Yeah.
And he does a striptease for her, and I thought, Jack, we could revisit an old favorite segment of ours called... Girth Check.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How long that dong?
He's got
now,
a big dick.
He does have a big dick. That's what I was about to say, Jack. I was about to say, it feels a little weird doing this. I suspect the reason we haven't done this with the movies yet is because it feels weird to comment on an actual human being's penis.
Yeah.
But dude had a huge
He had a huge penis. Yeah. Yeah, no, I know.
And
it therefore feels
a little bit better to comment on it when it's like, wow, my guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool hog. It's cool. I can see it through your underwear. It's huge.
It's a cool. It's like curled like a fucking king cobra.
Ready to strike. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So big.
I didn't,
so long.
It's not even like,
yeah,
it's not a debate, you know, we're, yeah, Bingus butchers.
Yeah.
But like this one, like we're putting like a grade sticker on this one, you know, it's like,
yeah,
this is sure. We're here to
prime
to judge
cut
this meat. And we're saying, here's a prime cut.
There's a prime
slab
cut
of beef.
Yeah. It's a slab. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take this one home for Thanksgiving. I guess I noted that same scene, and what I noted for it was, he does a striptease to Ice Ice Baby because he's a hockey player.
Oh, funny.
And what would you? Do a raunchy striptease to.
Okay.
It's a name generator we can do.
Okay. I already know mine.
Okay. Well, but it has to be about your profession. I mean, I guess, well, you can tell me for interest's sake what you think you would do a raunchy striptease to. I would
Duel of the Fates.
Okay, Duel of the Fates.
From, yeah, Phantom Menace.
Yeah, I would do, yeah, mine to Everybody Hurts by R.E.M.
Yeah, that's good too.
But he does Ice Ice Baby because he's a hockey player. Do they have one for like content strategists?
We're both content men, huh? So yeah. I guess like...
We can look up songs.
Oh, lit. I would do it to End of the World as We Know It because it's just a listicle.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, right? That's good. It's a little bit like it wouldn't necessarily play on the movie, but I'll accept that. It's good.
I would just keep yelling like, it's a listicle. You get it?
Yeah.
As like I've got my wang out, like flopping around.
Yeah.
Like this hockey man, except, you know, there wouldn't be two men watching with awe.
Okay. The best I've got. Best songs with list in the title. Theme from Schindler's List.
What about... I don't remember how it goes. Is it catchy? I think it's not. I think it's kind of like piano and violin.
Bucket List.
Uh-huh.
Oh, these aren't good. What about Quiz?
Here's another song with that's essentially a listicle. We Didn't Start the Fire.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And I actually think that would be pretty fun to striptease to, don't you?
I think that would be good. It was always burning.
So we got it.
Okay, we got it. We nailed it. Let me...
Here's...
Okay, you got something more you want to say. Tell me.
Well, I was just... I feel like... We've talked about 30, flirty, and thriving.
Yeah.
I am in my 30s. There was a lot of funny jokes at the beginning. Jack's in his 40s. He's disgusting and old. He's like a lich.
What do we say? I am 40, flabby, and canceled.
But I'm 30. Am I flirty? No.
You're kind of, you can be a little flirty
with you now.
You can, I've seen you in flirt mode and it's pretty good. You got it. You can pull it out. But no, in general, no.
Yeah, I don't think I'm flirty. I think I'm nice. I think I'm kind.
Yeah, that's very different.
I can't remember the last time I intentionally flirted with someone.
Okay,
how about that?
Yeah,
it must have been my wife.
Yeah.
But I don't do that anymore. We're long married.
Yeah. 7 years on that.
Am I thriving? No.
Okay.
So I'm 1 for 3 there. There's a couple other things that I think comes along with being in your 30s.
Okay.
The first is, you know, all of the moves to Thriller.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's another place where I'm sort of falling short.
You don't. So if
there's
you were
a scene,
at the
in, the
scene
movie
in the movie, yeah,
where their boss, Golem, is throwing,
yeah,
a party.
Yeah.
And everyone is leaving the party. They're all unimpressed with the party.
Right.
So Jennifer Gardner goes up to the DJ and she says, put on Thriller.
Yeah.
And she starts dancing the exact Thriller dance. And literally everyone in the crowd also starts joining her, including Andy Serkis, or the Golem.
Yeah.
And Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
And they all just know the dance.
They all know the dance. Yeah.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
Well, I miss that part of college.
School. Yeah, of college. Yeah, I missed that too. I did see, vividly remember when I first saw Thriller. I was over at my friend Gene's house.
Mean Gene.
Yeah, Gene's house, and he...
Mean Gene.
It's not Mean Gene, it's just Gene. He beat me at the spelling bee. I'll never forget it. But
sounds
I went...
Like a mean guy.
I went to his house and...
Keen Gene.
Why are you doing this?
Because he's so clever.
It's hard.
He won
it's hard to like
game.
Launch into a story.
It's just something I do. Every time, every day I get home and yeah. I come in the back door after having picked up my son.
Yeah.
And my wife says, how was pickup? And I said, good. Doug the dad was there and so was El Jefe.
Okay.
And that's two nicknames I've given two dads.
Yeah. That's funny.
Named Doug and Jeff.
I just was at Gene's house and
Keen Gene.
Call him what you want. But he was like, you've got to see this. And he put on Thriller, and it was like the long version, I guess. It was like a long version. It was like a whole movie.
Yeah, it's scary. It's like a movie. Yeah, it's scary.
And it scared the fucking bejesus out of me.
Yeah,
and I had nightmares. I mean, I was like eight. I think I was eight.
Me too.
It
the first time I saw the full Thriller, I was like, this
fuck
is
out.
Terrifying.
They have yellow eyes. I had no
zombies?
Context for who Michael Jackson was or anything. I was just like, what are we watching? Anyway.
Yeah. Everyone also knows that the dance to Love is a Battlefield by yeah. Pat Benatar. Ugh. She has a sleepover. She makes best friends with a bunch of 13-year-olds in her building, which is very funny.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's such a funny scene. It's the
and
it's
she
the
has
best
a
scene.
Slumber party where she invites all the 13-year-olds over and they do Love is a Battlefield and talk
it's
about
it. It's so
boys.
Funny.
Such a funny movie.
Yeah.
It was like it wasn't even me. Like I just watched us down below kissing. And I just floated home on a cloud.
That is so romantic.
Look. Oh my god.
Goosebumps.
Totally, no, they won't go away.
Do you love him?
Duh.
When are you gonna see him again?
I don't know, actually. I don't know if I can.
What?
It's complicated. It's a grown-up thing.
Well, at least you have someone to dream about.
Guys don't exactly want to jump your bones when you're metal mouth.
What is that attitude? We are young. Heartache to heartache, we stand. Love is a battlefield.
Wow. This movie rules.
Jack, can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
At some point, she hires Maddie, Mark Ruffalo, to do the class of 2004 time warp photo shoot.
Yeah.
And Golem sees the pictures and he's very impressed and he says,
"Hey, who's this mystery photographer?"
That's my friend Matt. He's really good at this.
Maddie Flamhalf.
Yeah. And he says,
"Is he off room, Martha?"
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
And she said,
Matt.
And he said,
"No, is he gay?"
And she's like,
"Are you gay?"
He just sort of laughs. I didn't really get that interaction or that exchange.
Yeah.
But I'm confused. Which one's Arthur and which one's Martha?
I think, do you need me to explain it to you?
I guess so. Is he Arthur or Martha?
Yeah. Do you really need me to spell this out for
you? If
he
were Arthur, he would statistically probably be interested in women, right?
Yes. And if he were Martha, statistically, he would be interested in men.
Statistically, he would be a woman, because I think most people named Martha are women.
Yeah, maybe they didn't think that through.
I'm asking you to think it through, Jack.
Yeah, I've thought it through. It's a funny scene. I fully understand it.
I didn't get the scene. He just laughs like a maniac at the end.
Yeah.
And then it's cut. It's smash cut.
It's a smash cut. Do you want to briefly talk about Liz Phair before we leave, or do you want to just leave it?
Because
I need to. I mean,
let me ask you this:
okay,
if you don't get this out, is it gonna like? Are you
gonna
like take it out on Cyril or something?
It's gonna fester. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm
gonna be like, come talk to me about Transformers. You're like, no, we're talking about Liz Phair.
Yeah.
No, let's talk about it.
So there's a Liz.
Did Liz Phair ever play the Lilith Phair? Should have.
Not really her vibe.
Well, it's not far off.
It is far off.
Okay.
All women don't make the same kind of music.
Hey, have you been to the Lilith Fair lately?
No.
That's like saying, like, oh, 30 Seconds to Mars isn't Vans Warped Tour vibe.
Okay.
It is now.
Yeah. Okay.
The Warped Tour is a completely different beast now.
Sure. And her name is Fair. Look, I don't know how to say this. She's got a song in this movie. The soundtrack rules.
The soundtrack is very 2004.
But it's also very 80s, so it's like a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But the 2004 songs include Liz Phair's Why Can't I?
Yeah.
which is a pop hit produced by The Matrix, who previous credits Avril Lavigne.
Okay.
And we were all mad at her about it.
Liz Phair?
We were mad at Liz Phair.
Okay.
And it was wrong of us to be mad.
I don't remember being mad at her.
If you weren't mad, it's not because you are a good person. It's because you're not cool enough to know what was going on.
2004, let's see, what was I listening to exclusively? Was it the Garden State soundtrack?
Yeah, probably, right?
That
you were telling everyone, like, came, hey, there's this
album,
band called The Shins. I discovered
that album
them.
Came out in 2004.
Perfect,
so, yes.
Yeah.
I
like,
was,
I've discovered this band.
Well, I was listening to nothing but the
it's
Garden State
called the
State
Postal
soundtrack.
Service.
I think that's why I missed. Yeah. I missed out on this Liz Phair controversy.
Liz Phair is famous for an album called Exile in Guyville, okay. which is like a indie, like under the radar classic. And it's like this scathing indie critique of boys and how bad they are. And
okay.
a lot of bad indie mean boys that she doesn't like loved that album.
Okay.
I guess me amongst them. And then when she okay. like did a pivot and tried to like do a
like pop
album, a bunch of us were like, what the fuck? And I guess like all I want to say is that we didn't realize at the time that like that's the point. Like, like she just
now
wanted...
you're glad she did it.
Now I look back and I'm like, why was I so shitty about that?
Yeah.
It's like a fun pop. She did a good job. It's fun. Like listening to it in this movie, it's like, it's fun.
I look back on that time. I'm like, man, that Garden State soundtrack was so good.
I think that's still true. That Liz Phair album is still is pretty good in retrospect.
I'm going to give that a listen tonight when I go yeah. back upstairs.
Yeah. Anyway.
Honey?
Yeah.
Clear my schedule.
Clear my schedule. What are you going to put on? The Garden State soundtrack?
Yeah.
You're the Natalie Portman of the relationship.
Our relationship? Or my relationship with Jamie.
With Jamie.
You're
the one who's always like putting your like headphones over her ears.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of quirky. I do this like you know what I mean?
Good. Anyway, I don't that was like I just want to apologize to Liz Phair.
Yeah, Liz Phair, we fall on our swords. We apologize.
Yeah.
You were just doing your best.
You're doing, and it was good. And you did fucking great stuff. And like Exile in Guyville is great. And the album that has Why Can't I, the pop hit that's on the soundtrack to 13 Going on 30 is also great in a different kind of way. And I'm glad you like followed your musical talent into
yeah, you were America's indie rock sweetheart.
Prescribed for you by like a bunch of fucking like asshole dirtbag indie rock fucking kids who you didn't like in the first place, and that's what your album was about. And
yeah, and your album was about how you did like sort of like quiet nice boys who just listened to the Garden State soundtrack.
No, no,
in their 1993 Park Avenue.
Either. Anyway, apologies to Liz Phair.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a quick burn and then we'll leave?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I say mine?
Yeah.
It's a this movie is really funny. It's super funny. It's funny.
Okay.
The yes. movie is funny the whole way through. This is the moment that I laughed, I think, the hardest. It's just a brief little moment. We haven't even talked about Jennifer Garner's best friend when she's 30.
Yeah.
Is a girl who's like
name
one of
Tom.
The mean girls from when she was 13, and she like they basically are betraying each other.
Yeah, they yeah she's
and
still
that's mean. The issue with Mark Ruffalo. He's like, what the fuck? Like, why do you want to like be friends anymore? You abandoned me. I was your best friend.
Yeah,
but she when she's first 13-year-old Jennifer Garner in 30-year-old Jennifer Garner's body, and she runs into this friend and. I can't remember what the... Someone asks her how old she is, and she just goes...
I'm 13!
And the friend turns to her, and she says...
Jen, if you're going to start lying about your age, I'd go to 27.
Yep.
For some reason, that just really fucking tickled me.
That was one of my burns.
Yeah.
I thought that one was great. There's one line, her assistant, her, like, frightened assistant comes up to her at one point and says...
Eminem's on the phone. He wants a decision now.
And she says...
Plane. Peanut.
plane.
And my burn is on
Eminem.
Eminem.
For having a silly name.
Marshall's Mather.
Yeah.
And then my other burn is at one point she and her friend, the lady from Archer. I don't know her name. She's an Archer.
Okay.
They're at a bar and she's pointing out a cute guy who, in my estimation, did just look like a perfectly normal guy.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Gardner walks over the guy, but walks past him and goes and approaches like a 13-year-old boy sitting at a table with his family.
Yeah, he's got like a fancy haircut. Yeah.
Yeah, and starts like flirting with him.
That's funny.
And her friend comes and drags her away, and my burn's on that 13-year-old boy because he thought he was like...
They thought he was in there.
And speaking of hot, Mr. Hottie behind you is totally scamming on you right now.
He's not. He's totally cute. Should I go talk to him?
You're not married.
Could I buy your ketchup?
Sure.
I actually came over here because I think you're really cute.
So do you want to go out sometime?
Yeah. We're gonna take off now. Time to go.
What, do you want to go to jail? I'm a bad guy.
He like picked up the ball and ran with it. She's like, hey, what are you up to? And he's like, hey, you want to go out sometime?
Yeah.
And then she gets pulled away. Somebody burns on him.
That's funny. What a funny movie. What a funny and good movie.
Yeah.
We got to go. I'd like to thank you, Tanner, so very much for bearing with me. I'd like to thank the Baby Nation so very much for bearing with us. We do love and kiss you all the time. I would like to say that you must subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/BSCCpodcast. And we're talking about the TGIF shows now. And now you must go and listen to it. It's only $5 a month. It's patreon.com/BSCCpodcast. We're having such a nice time. Do it. Go and join.
We're on strike. We're striking the show right now because they haven't introduced Urkel on Family Matters yet. And I won't engage with that TGIF show until they do.
Yeah.
So
maybe
wait until that happens and then come subscribe.
Yeah, immediately. Yeah. Join our Facebook group, Baby Nation, on Facebook. Rate and review the show wherever you rate and review shows. Tell a friend. This week, we watched a movie. That movie was 13 Going on 30. Next week, we are going to be watching a 2016 Japanese animated romantic fantasy film called Your Name. It is the third highest grossing anime film of all time, and it looks awesome. So please watch along with us. All that remains is for me to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
And I hope that you find your Maddie flam half fully ever after.
Good.